It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Did you ever think about all that's involved in just swallowing a bit of breakfast taco or a sip of coffee?
It's one of the most complex neuromotor tasks that a human being can do, and it all occurs in under a second. So it is way more complicated than walking or moving your arms. And so consequently, rehabilitating something you don't even think about is quite complicated in and of itself.
Professor Giselle Carnaby is a speech pathologist and public health scientist who directs the PhD in Health Sciences program at UT Health San Antonio. She's studying a swallowing workout for people with early Parkinson's disease.
So we challenge the system with materials that are a little bit above what it's capable of, and we get them to really use the mechanism in dynamic ways to keep it fit. It's about swallow fitness.
Because once the ability to swallow starts to deteriorate, people lose much more than the ability to eat easily.
If you can't eat, or if you have a problem swallowing that makes you embarrassed, you can't eat with your loved ones, you can't enjoy a meal, you might have to sequester yourself away when you eat, or you might need special foods that make you feel less. So we know there's social isolation, and we know that there's interactive and communicative reductions that occur from having a problem with your eating and drinking.
Carnaby says feedback from people in the study so far is great.
This is just giving them another avenue to strengthen their ability to fight against this progressive disease process.
That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.